panoply, panorama, panpipe, pansy, aha, pansexual, knowing no boundaries of sex or gender. Sound interesting? Then join Sally on Sundays at noon for Out of the Pan. All those gender questions making you think too hard? Whether it's transgender, bisexual, polyamorous or beyond, we'll throw those questions into the pan and cook up the answers for you. So go on, push that gender envelope, only on 3CR 855am digital and 3cr.org.au.
3CR 855am, 3CR digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR on demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. First broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. 3CR broadcasts from the lands of the Kulin Nations at the overlap of the Wurundjeri and Bunurong peoples. And we pay respect to elders past, present and emerging. Hello to any Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander, First Nations people tuning in from whichever lands you are on at this time, and acknowledging that it always was, always will be Aboriginal land. I'm Sally Goldner. I use the pronouns she and her, and welcome to, well, a special edition of Out of the Pan, and it's in prompted by, we'll say, the obvious recent events that have happened in the world. And if you want to get in touch with the show to, at any time, you can do so via outofthepan855@gmail.com, SMS 61456751215, Twitter, Mastodon, Blue Sky, and Instagram at Sal Gold Said So, and That's the Bottom Line, and posts on Facebook, Out of the Pan, 855am, 3CR 855am Melbourne, and my page, Sally Goldner. Any opinions I express on the show are strictly my own. And I will give a content note today because there will be a relatively detailed discussion of sexism and misogynism, toxic masculinity, patriarchy, and therefore I will clearly give numbers such as QLife, including Switchboard in Victoria and Tasmania on 1800 184 527 and Rainbow Door 1800 729 367 to call, and you can SMS Rainbow Door 0480 017 246. And, well, it's for a show that focuses in a large part on issues to do with gender, sex, sex characteristics, and sort of getting beyond either or binary thinking. The recent events prompted by the behaviour of five Sydney Swans players who, let's be clear, at the time of recording this in the week between the 23rd and 30th of August 2026, have breached club guidelines. And that's all we know at this stage. That is, of relevance. But, let's, with respect to the law, let's look at this from a human perspective. It certainly doesn't, to my mind, seem like there had been what might be considered respectful behaviour. Well, there's significant doubt as to whether there was, which is why the players seem to have been, or a factor in why the players seem to have been stood down. But the issues that come up to me go, massively, massively beyond a football code or a sporting code or anything of that nature, I think has to be the first thing that needs to be considered. And that's why I wanted to look at this issue sort of in a much deeper way, using it, we'll say, as a prompt or, if you like, a straw case, those sorts of things to glue the whole situation together. Look at it from a bit broader than one particular sort of idea of what happened with, or may have happened with five sports people. And, we start with, let's get cut straight to the chase, patriarchy, as Wikipedia defines it, a social system in which positions of authority are primarily held by men. Anthropology tells us that it's a family or clan controlled by the father or eldest male or group of males, and in feminist theory, a social structure where men dominate society. Now, let's, analyse that for starters. I think that, the first thing I would say is let's look at that from the point of view of this program. We're talking about predominantly cisgender men, sexuality and romantic orientation, not necessarily the issue. And dominate, of course, doesn't just mean, you know, sort of perhaps in numerical sense, or even who holds the positions in the hierarchy. It's who, and to my mind also, what form of thinking has influence and power, and how it wields that power. And I think that's a really critical thing to start off with it. Now, sociologists, according to Wikipedia, say that put the theory that it's socialization that leads to gender roles. And to some extent, that is true. You know, where people say, you know, and I almost feel a bit cringy or, you know, sick saying these words, you know, oh, men are the only ones who can do maths and women are the only ones who have feelings. Please. We're all, in my opinion, unique beings, and we've all got a range of ways that our brains could be wired in terms of what I'll call skills that society has arbitrarily said those assigned male only have certain skills according to a certain part of their brain, and those assigned female only have the others. Now, of course, that's incredibly binary. We've all got bits of skills. They're not all going to be exactly the same. For example, some men are better at maths than others. Some are better at language. Some women have more empathy than others, all those sorts of things. And, this comes from this idea that gender roles and inequity have evolved into social norms that maintain control. What Wikipedia says over women, I would say, over transgender, diverse and non-binary people as well. I'd also have to say patriarchy cuts into paternalism in that it controls children, or in terms of often very demeaning, patronising ways, with ideas like, oh, you're too young to know about anything. But magically, the night before your 18th birthday, the awareness fairy will come and sprinkle awareness over you. And at that point, you'll suddenly wake up with some emotional intelligence and self-awareness. Of course, it evolves from perhaps even the moment we're born or very soon after. And in that sense, of course, people know about their sense of self. And it's only when certain ideas are pushed onto them, perhaps by outside influences, that they may not know things. And of course, patriarchy hasn't always existed everywhere. Some societies have given more respect to women, but whether there's been matriarchal societies where women perhaps have dominated either by numerical or other means, not too many of which I'm aware, having tried to have a look. Now, there's also, of course, biological theories that might lead to things. And some people say, we've evolved from our animal selves in a terms of sort of a survival of the fittest. Well, that doesn't necessarily, that latter part doesn't mean anything to me. I mean, there could well have been. And of course, there have been strong women, certainly women have been, more powerful in many senses of the word, in relation to society, and that of, such as the Amazons would be one example. So to me, I don't get into broad brushstroke theories. I don't think they're helpful. And I think the real issue needs to be, taking every individual one at a time and treating people, just one at a time. The phrase that I grew up with was on the merits of how someone's behaved, but merit seems to be now one of these words that has a what I call a real meaning and a sarcastic meaning, like politically correct and woke and many, many other terms that get thrown around against women, minorities of all sorts and very similar. So, unfortunately, however, patriarchy has taken root, and we therefore need to look at the consequences of that and what it means and what it continues to mean in society. So we'll do that. And we opened up with a song about a strong woman, Artemis, God of the Trees, from Wendy Rule. Let's have some more music from one of my favourites. Here is the artist Sin and Better Than You. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
Pan thanks Go Kindly for their sponsorship of this program. Go Kindly creates high-quality, locally made bedding, donating 50% of profits to support women and gender diverse people experiencing housing stress. Check out gokindly.com.au and take their pillow quiz.
Benvenuti al programma Radio Filet.
Mercoledì pomeriggio dalle 18:30 alle 19:30.
And for those who don't speak Italian, that's Wednesday evening, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m.
You'll hear from multi-generational Italian voices coming together to connect and learn and discuss Italian culture.
And politics.
And politics.
Radio Filet, building bridges between the diaspora.
The program will be part in Italian, part in English. So
practice your Italian or hone your listening skills.
Radio Filet, la voce alternativa della comunità italiana a Melbourne.
Tune in to 3CR, 855 AM, or you can listen online, 3cr.org.au.
Radio Filet.
Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally, with a special presentation on patriarchy and other things in light of recent events. And we heard prior to the messages from Sin, from an EP she produced some years ago, and a great track from Sin. And the track was called Better Than You. Well, some people can behave better than others, regardless of sex, gender, sex characteristics or anything else. But when people behave poorly, and in simple terms, I'll start with when people who society call men, behave badly to women, it's patriarchy. But we then get into how things have evolved over time. And prior to the outbreak of, well, the outbreak, that's not the word I was after, the incident that happened a couple of weeks ago at the first time of first broadcasting this show, the thought had crossed my mind even before that, which could be the bigger problem, patriarchy or capitalism. And I suppose patriarchy was around before capitalism. And one person recently said to me that we're heading back to a almost feudalistic system in the world. And we're not far off that. I mean, there would be some who would say, oh, but hang on, we've got a vote in Australia. We've got a vote by a ballot in a secret democracy with reasonably balanced, electorates or something. But we, let's be practical. It's somewhat meaningless. Are we in feudalism? Well, we're kind of, could we be there? I mean, peasants and serfs in feudalistic times farmed the land, gave crops to the lords in exchange for physical safety and a place to live. Serfs were legally tied to the land and could not leave without permission. Well, I suppose we're somewhat above that, but when we look at the decrease in jobs available through automation, AI and other things, and that people can't, perhaps use their best skills in a way that gives them value for labour, and even leaving aside automation, we think about how poorly sometimes most societies, including Australia, might devalue creative people, which may be seen in some cases as creative might be seen as a more feminine thing? One might say so. It involves imagination. It's not tangible, factual, which could be a masculine bias as well. There's that angle to it. But also another angle, we talk about toxic masculinity in relation to, in simple binary terms, man and woman. Now, yes, most of toxic masculinity is perpetrated by, and I'm going to use the exact language that this show would like because we can, cisgender men onto cisgender women, and usually in heteronormative and or heterosexual settings. But if there is behaviour that is commonly associated with toxic masculinity, can any person of any gender identity or sexual and romantic orientation do it to someone else? Regardless of what you might think of the person's politics, and it certainly wasn't, I'd be honest, not obviously I would disagree with the approach taken by a well-known UK Prime Minister, being Margaret Thatcher, one could argue was her behaviour toxic masculinity, and do women and others then think, oh, well, we have to behave like the toxic masculinity alpha male types to get somewhere? How do you balance your conscience with achieving things? So there's one to throw in as well. But it's also, we could spend, I think it is important to look at the ideas of that perhaps are behind patriarchy, and certainly they're reasonable propositions. I'm not rejecting them outright. But the thing is, are we hardwired for things like patriarchy, toxic masculinity? I'm going to say at least the jury's out. I mean, we have in the last, from around the 1960s to relatively recently, seen some advances in places around the world, and some countries are doing better, such as Iceland. So people, who ask questions and question the question rather than answer the question, have achieved some things. Now, I'm not saying it's cause for celebration and we can all have a lie down, but it shows that things can change. But the thing is also, if there is some evidence to say that psychological and emotional patterns can be handed down through family. I mean, if we can, you know, hand down, we'll say, physical conditions, maybe like dementia or asthma or something like that, could we hand down psychological beliefs? And the longer it goes on, the harder they are to imprint. I'm not saying that's true or not. I'm just saying, is it a factor? And the thing is, though, we need to be able to change it. Now, there would be people who would say, oh, but we've got a freedom of opinion. Well, again, this is one of these sort of democracy, bits of democracy on paper, in my opinion, where it's all very well to say we've got freedom of opinion, but when we don't have power, or perhaps what might has been for most of history called common sense human debate based on rationality and kindness has been replaced by inhumanity, lack of logic and fact, and post-truth thinking, where you cannot, it doesn't seem possible to have a what might be called a sensible conversation. And let's bring in a trans issue here, where trans and gender diverse people will say there is overwhelming evidence to say that the sort of ideas that we hear that we believe are anti-trans are harmful to us. Oh, that's disingenuous. And that's all that gets said. Well, that's not debating it properly. That is not, in my opinion, factual or logical. It's also, it's maybe it's not unkind, but it's certainly not kind either. So we seem to have thrown out human principles and values. And in that light, the process has to be at least remotely reasonable if we're going to achieve that change. And with concentration of power, media, what's so-called traditional media, social media, politics, elements of politics, elements of religion, and I'm coming, of course, from the perspective of so-called Australia, and where we're seeing, you know, and yes, a lot of these things happen all over the world, you know, is there a fair process for debate? Is there a good process, a fair process, a balanced process? Let's not get too hair-splitty here. So a lot of things to consider. You know, how do we debate these issues in a more careful manner also needs to be considered. Maybe it's a good reason why we need more community radio. Maybe it's a reason why community media doesn't seem to get a lot of attention and a lot of, we'll say, unfettered funding. So, yeah, stifle processes for a range of thought by whatever means of power, and that is another form of misuse of power. But there's plenty we could consider on that, but we also do need to consider how can, but it also touches on how do we start changing things? How do we break out of things? We're going to consider that in the second half of this special episode of Out of the Pan. In the meantime, let's have a track from Rosie Burgess. We also need to look after all the living creatures on this planet, as shows like Freedom of Species, which follow Out of the Pan, always do. Freedom of Species at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoons. Here's Rosie Burgess thinking about living creatures and roadkill. 3CR 855 AM, 3CR digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR on demand. Out of the Pan with Sally. Yeah.
just drive on.
3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au and 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally, and on broadcasting noon through one Sunday afternoon, and a special presentation on sexism in light of the recent outbreak. The recent upsurge or particular incident in relation to five players breaching their football team's code of conduct. And that, I suppose, leads us into the more current and practical issues, having given somewhat of a more theoretical or abstract background, if I can put it that way, and also linking in to current systems. Now, yeah, there's certainly capitalism. Has been very patriarchal. There's no question of that. As I said, feudalism was, most other systems were, authoritarianism was. So people will then say, oh, socialism's the answer. Well, depends. I'm not into labels that much, and this, some people might not agree with what I'm about to say, but, a lot of systems, is a system necessarily the answer, I suppose? A system, to me, is only as good as the people influencing it. And, if people are not open to learning, open to change, open to growth, and most importantly, open to unlearning, then things will stay stuck. And that, I think, is part of the problem. So, you know, people would, you know, possibly, and I look, as I say, I'm not an expert in what I'll call the abstract, theory of political systems. I did not study that. I don't know. But from a practical sense, you know, was Soviet Russia any better to women? I honestly don't know. You know, system is about overall kindness, not to me a theory book. And kindness to me, some people would say, oh, do unto others as they would do unto you. Well, that's not the answer because, is if someone, person A, does toxic masculinity to person B, is really B doing it back to A the answer? Now, that's a very, philosophical and ethical debate. To me, the question is, how would you like to be treated? How would you not like to be treated? It means, going beyond your own line of thinking. And, that's where, yes, there are some broad values and principles that need to be upheld, but, every individual will be different. For example, not to do with gender so much, but most trans people would, want the pronouns that they use to be the ones that as to how they're referred to. Now, some people don't care, some people don't use pronouns, etc. But that's, to me, a case of where how would you like to be treated? And to me, therefore, you've got to ask each individual what they want and not just think about yourself. And unfortunately, some of the things that toxic masculinity and patriarchy do by making excuses such as, I didn't mean it to be offensive, don't answer the question. The point, that to me is meaningless. Because when you say, I didn't mean it, or when I hear those words, I didn't mean it, it's a person saying, well, I'm only thinking about myself. Doesn't matter how you might take it. And, I don't think anyone wants to be demeaned for a part of their sense of self, whether we call that identity or experience. And so when you say, oh, I didn't mean it to be offensive, or I meant it as a joke, heaven forbid, no excuse. But it's that sort of thinking that gets shallow thinking, that gets, bulldozed into people. But I also think there's other things that need consideration in relation to this issue. Plenty of other things that go beyond how you mean it, all those sorts of things. And I think that things that need consideration is what can we do? I think one of the problems is also that we're not taught how to listen to other people. Now, a lot of people think of listening because of that, then think of listening as, I'm going to stop talking. That means I'm listening if we're, for example, having a one-on-one conversation. And of course, that is not listening. I'm going to give an example of that. One time I was having just some degree of general stress in relation to a role I was at, and my direct report, my supervisor, if you like, in my opinion, was not a good listener. The supervisor shut up, and when I'd finished speaking, said, well, here's what I think, blah, blah, blah. That is not listening. So listening, of course, means reflecting back. It means, where possible, allowing for forms of neurodivergence, taking on all forms of communication, such as tone of voice, volume of voice, body language. And I think that is a problem in this day and age where we only have, where so much stuff happens online, including social media, where we only have words. There is room for misinterpretation, but also manipulation. And so there's a problem. But also there can be ways around that. You could, if someone puts using trans as an example that's relevant to this show, puts up a comment that you think is anti-trans and provocative, are you saying, you could ask the person, well, are you stirring or do you genuinely believe what you've just said? Or something else again. Let's not be binary. So, communication skills is a part of it. And I don't want to generalize, but I sadly find people who do toxic masculinity and are wrapped up in themselves as not good listeners. They've closed their minds, so they're not taking on information. I sometimes define listening as receiving information. We're taught how to read, which is one way of getting information, but that's not really, receiving information from people. It's from, again, a non-human source, before we had all this funny technology. So I think that would be something that we could do if we taught people to listen. Well, to listen more effectively and perhaps hold space or even get past people's emotion, which a lot of toxic masculinity men probably, I'd almost be willing to say, or just simply can't do. And of course, then come back to, if we're talking binary terms to women, are you too emotional, even when they're not? Because a woman dares to even question a man. Oh, that's angry. That's emotional. But men are allowed to be angry. Yes, I'm getting a little sarcastic and generalizing, but it has to be said. So if we open people's minds up, then isn't that a helpful thing? Just allow people genuinely to allow room for difference of opinion. Will that happen? So that's one thing that I think could help. And I think it would have benefits in lots of things. Even if we ignore diversity for just a second, how many times when people don't communicate clearly do problems create to you? Start a new job, and sure, you might have a job description, but then, you're told something and to go away and, prepare a report, and someone said, well, that's not what I asked you to do. Well, is it in writing what you asked me to do? And when, so it comes down to things like delegation skills, many other things, communicating expectations up front. Here is what the report needs to cover. Here's the aim of it. Here's where it fits into the organization's values and mission or something like that. And off we go. But most time people don't stop and communicate carefully. And they say, I'm too busy. Well, that's the whole problem. You then just create more problems down the line and make yourself busier sorting them out. So balancing short-term and long-term could be something. But yeah, communication skills, I think, are highly important in these things. And that will lead us into the last part of the show, which is something I want to cover. And that is, sort of how do we put people into positions of prominence and influence with the right attitude and the right skills. Anyway, let's have a listen to a woman who, of course, gave so much to so many people, regardless of when you're listening to this show. Here is the late, great Dolly Parton, and we were talking about, to some extent, the world of work. Here's, of course, one of her favourites, 9 to 5. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping, out on the streets the traffic starts jumping with folks like me.
Yeah. Do you have a few children's picture books or footy boots that your kids have outgrown but want to find them a loving home? Well, drop them in at 3CR and put them in the Books and Boots bin. Books and Boots regularly sends pre-loved children's picture books and sports footwear to remote and regional First Nations communities and children across the country. Contact us at Books and Boots or go to the website www.booksandboots.org.au. We love a good book.
Sold 578 hectares of public land to private developers. They're building private public partnership model housing over public housing land, and it's just not on.
Housing is just massively expensive. It's never been effective in this country to rely on the market to provide decent housing for people.
Rent has risen by 21%. That's median rent across the country as of January this year.
As the rents keep rising, so must we. And we must stand together as a collective, because this war cannot be won by the few. It will only be victorious by the many.
3CR. Stay tuned. Stay radical.
...3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au, 3CR On Demand. Out of the Pan with Sally, first broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to this special presentation, a little more of an in-depth dive on patriarchy and how we might be able to overcome it. And that's what I wanted to finish on, because we could dive into the problems forever. We know what the effects are. It damages people. When you're at work, like Dolly was at 9 to 5, and don't get treated equally, don't get paid equally for the same amount of work or the same type of work, etc., then it's demeaning, all those sorts of things. It doesn't really add any value whatsoever. But as I say, what do we do about it? Is patriarchy a system? Can it be uprooted? Well, attitudes can be changed. We see attitudes change over time. That is, that has happened. Yes, it's slow. Yes, we would want more and want it all yesterday. But there has been some degree of change. So how do we do this? I think a lot of the time, and again, there is, I suppose, some degree of patriarchy in this, that we see people get promoted via schmoozing, power plays, whatever else, rather than on their skills. And in particular, do people get promoted on their skills to lead and manage, to communicate well, to deal with people well, often in hierarchical settings? And that can be both all sectors, private, public, and not-for-profit. People get promoted on a degree of technical skill, but they may not supervise people. So people will see someone go up a hierarchy, and yes, they might be competent in whatever skill or occupation it is, whether it's rocket science, hairdressing, accounting, whatever else. But do they have leadership and management skills when they're put in a position of, as much as I hate the word, authority over, when I say hate the word, as I said earlier, hierarchy isn't itself bad, it's when it's misused or not used well, at a minimum, authority over other people. And this is where I think we fall down a lot. We don't do this often enough. People, and I saw this in my accounting life, where accountants got promoted and they didn't have, we'll say, skills that were motivational. They then brought their own limited attitudes into place when they got promoted. Often they were strict hierarchical attitudes based on values that didn't fit what an organisation really wanted. But unfortunately, perhaps upper management who were trying to promote the values wouldn't do anything to change them. Or we cut the training budget, so we won't give them that person coaching or something like that. So there can be all sorts of reasons why it doesn't happen. But often people, at a minimum, don't think about it. But also, there's one term that, you know, I feel very frustrated by, and that's the term soft skills. And I find that a really insulting term. And one could also say, I think anyway, that it's an anti-woman attitude when we say soft skills. They are intangible skills, skills like leadership, management, people, communication, delegation, all that sort of thing. And when people won't delegate and over-control or micromanage, that's because of their insecurity and they won't trust, which is also part of the problem. And I've generally found that to be the case with people, as I say, regardless of gender, doing toxic masculinity behaviours. So somehow those people need to keep developing themselves and working on it. But ultimately, as much as hierarchy, some might say, well, would we get rid of hierarchies and have flat structures? There may be an argument for that, but we're not going to get them away overnight. So to me, it comes down to what sort of leadership we get is so critical. When people, lead by example, so they try to live their behaviours, they try to keep learning, they try to develop all their skills, all these, to use my word, intangible skills that I'm talking about, and they use power and influence in a positive way to lift people up rather than kick people down. Now, that's what I will call positive masculinity. And when positive masculinity and what I'll call positive femininity, where we use empathy, which is often seen, I'm going to use the word as a, in inverted commas, feminine skill. But of course, as I said, every human has skills that have been arbitrarily called masculine and feminine. If we all can use them to the best of our ability, then we would truly be getting the best people into the right places. So I think there's a lot to be said about leadership and management training. It's not going to change overnight. I touched on earlier whether it's to do with capitalism. I mean, I don't know if capitalism was any more ethical some years ago. We're seeing, one could quote the worst sort of entrepreneurial wheeler-dealer types and say that there's more of them. Some of the more entrepreneurial types of days gone by seem to at least give to charity or something. We're not seeing that as much anymore. But is capitalism in itself a problem? As I say, is it more about the people behind the system? Can you have capitalism or any other social or economic system, but if it's run with some degree of good values, genuine respect for people, humanity, fairness, kindness, maybe, just maybe, it could be done better. So it's up to each of us to look at that. We all have to look at where we might have blocks that are stopping us from treating people with kindness that we may not know about, we may not have looked at. Maybe they're big emotional blocks that stop us doing that and we need to consider them. But we've all got to try to face them. And that is where it comes down. That is something each of us can do, where we then can use what power we have. And I don't mean in a hierarchical sense, what qualities we have for good that will put something good into the world and benefit people. And that is perhaps something that's within our control, even if I'm not saying we can or we can't, but if we can't change a whole system, then maybe we have the power within ourselves. I'll leave it on that thought. Freedom of Species is coming up next if you're listening to this in the 12 till 1 time slot, or of course, check out the 3CR website for podcasts of this show, Freedom of Species, and all the others. I'll take it away on a hopeful note with Emma Wall and Any Minute Now. Thanks for tuning in to this special episode of Out of the Pan. I'm Sally Goldner. Catch you next week.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast. If you found it valuable, please consider donating or subscribing to support independent community radio. To find out more, go to 3cr.org.au.